You've flown so many different types of aircraft. How did you graduate from one to another without going to the military?
Well, it's kind of a covert deal, but I flew for the CIA for many years.
So you flew for the government?
Somewhat. We don't say we did. I was a contract pilot. I wasn't an agent. I wasn't an operative. I wasn't anything. You just wasn't anywhere. That's it.
So how did you acquire all these airplanes you keep giving away?
Well, I haven't. Matter of fact, these three here, is the only one I gave away. And then I gave the Confederate Air Force four. At one time, I had 15 P-51s. And, well, back then, I was saying, wow, 15 P-51s. You know, I never paid more than $15,000 for a single one of those things. Mm-hmm. And we don't, particularly the young ones, that see the $2.5 million P-51s. A 51 up until 1970, hell, you could pick them up all day for $9,000. And we bought all of the, my brother and a good friend of ours up in Canada, we bought all of the Guatemalan Air Force's P-51s. They had six of them, and all the spare parts and engines and everything. And you know what we paid for them? We paid $250,000. We paid $75,000 a piece. And that was in 71. Right. So no, I've never bought an expensive airplane.
When did you first come to Oshkosh?
I first came to Oshkosh in 1971. That was the year that they had Paul Propresny, which is a dear friend of mine, well before we came here, and they moved from Hell's Corner to here. And I brought a TBM, a torpedo bomber, like across here up, and I brought four big ice chests full of beer. I've had more of the old timers say, well, we don't remember what you flew in here, but boy, we remember that it was a heck of a beer party.
So what was this place like at the beginning when you got here?
It was, it's mainly home builders. And there's a few of us nuts flying the warbirds, and I was chief stunt pilot on the movie Battle of Britain for 11 and a half months, and that was a long war. I fought it a lot longer than the original cast, I'll tell you. only the Brits would keep count of how many times he was shot down for actual takes, but I shot down 128 times in the ME-109, 72 times the Spitfire, and we lost count on how many times I shot down a Henkel HE-111. But and when it came time for me to leave, they wanted to give me an IOU. They said, well, we just don't have the money, we will pay you. Well, I'd been in four or five other movies before then, and I had not come out good with any of them. So anyway, so I said, well, I'll just take this line of Messerschmitts. So I took 17 Messerschmitts, and it cost me $40,000 to get them shipped back. But we shipped it back, then I gave Paul one of the 109s, and so I just recently, this last year, sold all of them to my good friends with Platinum Aircraft Sales, one from Australia, one from California, and they handled the sale, and I got rid of all the Messerschmitts and the Spitfire. So I came out, hell, it took me 50 years, but if you'll sit there and just wait, well,
hold it up close. Hold the mic up a little closer to your chin.
All right, here you go.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
No, and so I had a great son that was, we lost him actually 4 days after we lost Paul, which was 22nd of August, 3 years ago. And he was an avid aviator, and he was taking off and landing the PBY when he was 12 years old on land and water. And he came over, and he came over to, and flew the PBY all the way back. Did about 90% of the flying. I said that was the best autopilot I ever had. You could hand him a Dr. Pepper and a handful of cookies, and hell, he's good for another 6 hours. So,
have you ever crashed?
Oh yes. I've had a few incidences. I bellied in the C-46 in Tegucigalpa back in 54, and lucky, I proved that I could jump off the wing as high as this dang grandstand and at a 60 miles an hour and pass the plane. And then I had a incident with the Grumman Goose at one time, broke my back. One of the many funny incidents I had, this was in the fall of 68. I was, I'd flown all morning, Lordy, and they came over and said, we're doing a max effort on Spitfires, 13 of them, and they need me to fly. I said, oh boy, I was ready to go to the pub. Well, anyhow, so we go over there. Well, this is one that we had two-seaters. Well, this one had the fellow in the back was one of the assistant aerial directors. He was kind of a Shirley Temple that, you know, his voice changed and everybody forgot him, a fellow named Vincent Winters, and he was really a nice kid. Well, off we go, and we was heading up north towards the wash, all 13 Spitfires, a max effort. Well, all of a sudden, tick, 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 boom, boom, and I said, I called the flight leader. I told him I had about to lose an engine. I was heading back to Duxford, and Duxford's right outside of Cambridge. And he said, hold formation. This is an effort. I said, heck with him. I was heading back. And so, boom, damn thing caught on fire. Well, here, poor old Vince in the back seat. He said, oh my God, we're not going to jump, are we? We're not going to have to jump. I said, Vince, it's a very strong possibility. I said, you know, the engine's on fire and the fuel tank is right between us and the fire. And he said, I can't. I just can't do it. And I said, okay, why can't you do it? And he said, I don't have the intestinal fortitude. I said, now it takes a Brit to come up with a two-bit word like that in a situation like this. So I called back in to Duxford and declare an emergency, and in a little bit, here comes Duxford approach, and my code name was Condor 13. And he said, Condor 13 said, what is the condition of your aircraft? Well, I said, well, the sun's on fire. And there was a pause, and then it came back, and he said, my word, such language and over the wireless yet.